In this trumpet reflection, I'll be focusing on my upcoming recital and how that relates to learning outcome 2, which is challenge, undertaking new skills, and developing new skills. So what I've found about this activity that is challenging and difficult is allocating time so that I'm well prepared for it. There's been a lot of other things going on in school, such as extended essay and project week, that have consumed a lot of my time. And as a result, I've had to make sure that I manage my time well so that I can practice and do other cast-related things. So the main risk that I'm taking as part of this activity is playing in front of people. It's not easy playing in front of people. It's not necessarily hard playing in front of people, but there's always a chance that you won't play well or you'll mess up. And the fact that a lot of people will be looking at you does not make it easier. This is not the first time I'll be playing in front of people, so I have some experience with it, although it was a long time ago. And a bad experience in it, because we messed up and we had to restart our performance. So I don't think it can get any worse than that. Not that it's affected my confidence going into this recital. Experience can help, I guess. There were challenges. I don't know if there were challenges I could not overcome, because the recital is not like it's not the end of the road, I guess. There's things that I can improve, such as tone and range in trumpet, but there's no reason that after the recital I can't improve those. But I mean, learning the piece, one hard part was learning the tempo, and specifically there's notes that I found tricky to play. But I think now, after a lot of practice, I've been able to do a decent job at managing the tempo and playing those specific notes. I think the way I approached this recital was pretty good. I've been doing a lot of preparation for it, and I think this is how I would approach other things in the future. The way I measured my improvement was just by, my trumpet teacher tells me how I play. I can also hear how I play. I can record myself, and music can be hard to measure, but I think that you can always get a general idea of where you're headed. And I think that I've definitely improved, because I know when I first played it, it definitely didn't sound like this, and there's definitely room left for improvement. Developing all these skills, such as tone, range, lip flexibility, aren't specific to the song that I'll be playing, but definitely you can see those skills through how you play. So it's important to practice those as well as the song. And I've been practicing those all year, and being consistent with that practice is how it applies to every song you play. So it's important to practice the key, like the fundamentals. I think being able to perform in front of a crowd has skills that translate to other areas of my life, such as public presenting in public. I think that's a very important skill. And the more times that you go out in front of a group of people, the more comfortable you feel. And that can definitely help you now and later in life.